Welcome back to Hey Science. On this episode, we'll be going over the extinct animals. Here at Hey Science, we believe that patterns from the past may help us learn more about the future. Joke of the week. Scientists say that all marine life will die by 2050. It'll be hard to comfort somebody going through a breakup. Sharks are something that isn't so unknown. You probably knew of this animal since early elementary school. Sharks scare and thrill every little kid. You can hear young children making up elaborate stories about great white sharks. Great white sharks are commonly said to be the biggest and most vicious shark. What if somebody told you that that was false? That great white sharks possibly aren't the biggest shark out there. This is where I introduce the megalodon. The megalodon is now extinct shark that puts the great white to shame. First of all, let's try to picture the size of this thing. This is a podcast, so we certainly can't use pictures. So instead, let's picture a great white shark, which is about 11 to 20 feet long. This is about the size of a mini school bus. Now let's think about the actual megalodon. An actual megalodon can go up to 60 feet, which is a huge step from 20. To visualize more, a megalodon can easily swallow a great white shark whole, and the average adult human can easily stand inside the mouth of a megalodon. Now let's get into the eating habits of this shark. And let me say that they were not vegetarian. Megalodons are killers, and they ate whole whales for breakfast. In fact, whales are the main things megalodon ate. Megalodons are clearly huge. As they were fast, based on this, megalodons would need lots of food. So it makes sense for them to eat something as big as whales. It is clear that megalodons was the top of its food chain. It could really eat anything, but because of their high demand for food, they didn't waste too much time on smaller creatures. They mainly stuck to whales, dolphins, other sharks, large sea turtles, and walruses. Basically, all the other predators except for them. How did scientists come up with this information on eating habits of megalodons? They came up with this by looking at where the fossils of megalodons came up from and how old fossils were. They did live about 23 to 6.6 million years ago. Scientists also looked towards the eating habits of other sharks. Sometimes remains of the creatures that the megalodon ate could stay inside a megalodon's body. Maybe they tried biting the megalodon, but all that happened was that a tooth got stuck. That tooth would fossilize for scientists to see millions of years later, or something the opposite. A megalodon's tooth could maybe get stuck in its prey. This commonly, as scientists have found megalodon's teeth in many sea creatures. Finally, let's talk about the actual extinction of these creatures. One theory is that the megalodon went extinct because of the Ice Age. The Ice Age made many whales, which were megalodon's main source of food, move to different places. This is because the sea became more active near the poles. Whales learned to stand the temperature in the poles, but megalodons did not. However, megalodon's fossils were found in places that had temperatures of about 1 degree. This led the scientists think that megalodons could stand in this temperature. Another theory is that the megalodon were cannibals. The only other thing in the ocean that could have killed them was no better than themselves. However, there isn't much evidence to support this theory. Sharks are always evolving. Even our modern-day great white shark. Nobody knows if something, like the megalodon, is going to come back. It always is good to look into our past to help prepare us for the future. And maybe even look a little deeper into the present. Welcome to our famous intermission point. So far, you have learned tons about the specular megalodon. Are you interested in marine biology? If so, then think about how you can use this information in different experiments. Why did the dodo bird go extinct? It's commonly said that the dodo bird went extinct because Dutch sailors ate the beast to extinction after learning it was really easy to catch because they have no fear of humans. Yes, throughout the years, they were alive. They were hunted by humans. Also, when that was happening, the dodo bird's habitat was being destroyed. Why, you may ask? We'll get into that later. The last sighting of the dodo bird was in 1662. The dodo bird's extinction was not noticed at the first time, and many people thought it was a made-up creature. Now let's get into why their habitat got destroyed. An attempt to making the island into an agricultural plantation. Now let's get into why their habitat got destroyed. Humans attempted to make the habitat into an agricultural plantation, but that resulted in the destruction of more native land. Species ended up being replaced by sugarcane plants and more food that could be harvested. The only thing this did was create a trend that destroyed many habitats. To this day, we are still destroying land. Now I'm going to tell you facts on the dodo bird. Its scientific name is Raphus cucullatus. Dodo birds were flightless. The relatives were the Nicobar pigeons, and the Latin name is Didus intipustus. That's the end of this episode. Are you ever interested in where we get our jokes? If so, go check out Up Joke. You can easily get any joke on any topic. Keep in mind, this isn't a sponsor. Until next time!